According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, every year in the United States, 33,700 women and men are diagnosed with the cancer caused by HPV infection. HPV vaccination could prevent more than 90% of these cancers from ever developing. Hello, I'm Brooke Hildebrand Clubs, Director of Health Communication at Southeast Missouri State University. Southeast Health reports that though the HPV vaccine has been available for more than a decade, the overall percentage of the number of girls and boys obtaining the vaccine is still low. In 2017, the national average was about 50% for girls and 42% for boys. In Missouri, it was far less, with 28% of girls and 11% of boys. St. Francis family nurse practitioner Dolores J. McDowell states that the HPV vaccine is the only current immunization that protects against cancer. So why aren't people getting the vaccine? The Journal of Ethics describes several reasons, including worrying the vaccination promotes promiscuity, fearing side effects, and suspecting pharmaceutical companies achieved FDA approval through corporate influence. No research has shown an increase in sexual activity as a result of the vaccine. The side effects are similar to other vaccines, and most importantly, the HPV vaccine has been proven safe and effective. Area pediatricians are encouraged to follow CDC guidelines and recommend the HPV vaccine to 11 or 12-year-olds in the same way and on the same day as Tdap and meningitis vaccines. Completing the HPV vaccine series at this age provides two major benefits. The immune system of young adolescents responds best to provide protection, and the vaccine must be completed prior to HPV exposure. For more information on this and other health issues, visit krcu.org.